Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Can I help you?
Yes, please. You see, I want to adopt a puppy, but I don't know much about dogs or how to take care of them.
Right. I can recommend this book. Have a look. It gives a detailed description of the most popular breeds of dog, so you can choose which one is best for you.
Oh, and it also contains very good pictures. These puppies are so cute. Yes, I'm taking it. Though the price is rather high. Anyway.
The cash desk is over there.
Fine, thank you.
Dialogue B. I've got a complaint, I'm afraid.
What's happened, sir? Just let us know. We do everything we can to keep our guests happy.
The problem is that there's a dog in the room next to mine.
Yes, and what's the actual problem? Many of our visitors choose us for just that reason. We admit pets, which is very convenient for those who travel with animals.
But why did nobody tell me about that? The dog barks. I can't sleep properly at night.
Sorry, sir, but the only thing we can do is to offer you another room. I'll just check which one would be quieter.
Dialogue C.
It's pretty cold today, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but I've got used to walking in any weather.
Is it because you have to walk your dog?
Yes, twice a day at least. We're heading to the pond at the moment. There are special facilities for dogs there, like ladders and ramps. Are you going there too?
Oh no, I'm going home. That's enough jogging for me for today. Too cold.
Dialogue D.
Are you leaving? So soon?
Yeah, I have to. I need to walk my dog and he won't accept any excuses on my part.
Yeah, I understand. What kind of dog have you got?
A Labrador. He's very clever, but he hates it if we don't follow his routine.
That's a shame. I mean that you're leaving, because it's so cool here and the music is great.
Okay, just one more dance and I'll be off.
Yay, a good decision.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Can I help you?
Yes, please. You see, I want to adopt a puppy, but I don't know much about dogs or how to take care of them.
Right. I can recommend this book. Have a look. It gives a detailed description of the most popular breeds of dog, so you can choose which one is best for you.
Oh, and it also contains very good pictures. These puppies are so cute. Yes, I'm taking it. Though the price is rather high. Anyway.
The cash desk is over there.
Fine, thank you.
Dialogue B. I've got a complaint, I'm afraid.
What's happened, sir? Just let us know. We do everything we can to keep our guests happy.
The problem is that there's a dog in the room next to mine.
Yes, and what's the actual problem? Many of our visitors choose us for just that reason. We admit pets, which is very convenient for those who travel with animals.
But why did nobody tell me about that? The dog barks. I can't sleep properly at night.
Sorry, sir, but the only thing we can do is to offer you another room. I'll just check which one would be quieter.
Dialogue C.
It's pretty cold today, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but I've got used to walking in any weather.
Is it because you have to walk your dog?
Yes, twice a day at least. We're heading to the pond at the moment. There are special facilities for dogs there, like ladders and ramps. Are you going there too?
Oh no, I'm going home. That's enough jogging for me for today. Too cold.
Dialogue D.
Are you leaving? So soon?
Yeah, I have to. I need to walk my dog and he won't accept any excuses on my part.
Yeah, I understand. What kind of dog have you got?
A Labrador. He's very clever, but he hates it if we don't follow his routine.
That's a shame. I mean that you're leaving, because it's so cool here and the music is great.
Okay, just one more dance and I'll be off.
Yay, a good decision.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. It's large and spacious. There's a whiteboard, desks, and a teacher's table. But the most interesting feature is the special graffiti wall. We can write all kinds of questions on the material we're studying at the moment. For example, if you don't understand something, you can write your question on the wall and another student or teacher writes the answer. Speaker B.
I'm always glad to come to this room sometime before the lesson and study the maps on the walls and samples of stones and rocks on the shelves. Yes, I find geography very interesting, and it's not a problem for me to spend hours writing out facts about famous travellers and their discoveries. My favourite classroom activity is studying and completing maps.
Speaker C. My grade for the maths test was unusually high, but I'm not happy about it at all. My friend Tracy isn't talking to me because of it. The thing is that in the exam room, I sat next to Tracy and she's sure I copied the answers from her paper. That's not true, but she doesn't believe me. She thinks I cheated and she hates any dishonesty. Speaker D.
I study in a large and modern school with well-equipped classrooms, a good gym and a swimming pool. The latter are very important for me because I use them practically every day. When the lessons are over, my friend and I go to the gym to exercise or to play volleyball. Twice a week, I have a swimming class and my friend does all kinds of experiments in the school chemistry laboratory.
Speaker E. Students' performance depends a lot on their ability to research and look for information by themselves. On the shelves, the books are arranged in alphabetical order. To find the book, you need to know the author. There's also an electronic catalogue and access to the internet resources. Just type in the keyword to find whatever you want. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. It's large and spacious. There's a whiteboard, desks, and a teacher's table. But the most interesting feature is the special graffiti wall. We can write all kinds of questions on the material we're studying at the moment. For example, if you don't understand something, you can write your question on the wall and another student or teacher writes the answer. Speaker B.
I'm always glad to come to this room sometime before the lesson and study the maps on the walls and samples of stones and rocks on the shelves. Yes, I find geography very interesting, and it's not a problem for me to spend hours writing out facts about famous travellers and their discoveries. My favourite classroom activity is studying and completing maps.
Speaker C. My grade for the maths test was unusually high, but I'm not happy about it at all. My friend Tracy isn't talking to me because of it. The thing is that in the exam room, I sat next to Tracy and she's sure I copied the answers from her paper. That's not true, but she doesn't believe me. She thinks I cheated and she hates any dishonesty. Speaker D.
I study in a large and modern school with well-equipped classrooms, a good gym and a swimming pool. The latter are very important for me because I use them practically every day. When the lessons are over, my friend and I go to the gym to exercise or to play volleyball. Twice a week, I have a swimming class and my friend does all kinds of experiments in the school chemistry laboratory.
Speaker E. Students' performance depends a lot on their ability to research and look for information by themselves. On the shelves, the books are arranged in alphabetical order. To find the book, you need to know the author. There's also an electronic catalogue and access to the internet resources. Just type in the keyword to find whatever you want. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, I'm Kevin. Can I sit here?
Yeah, sure.
And what's your name?
Kate.
Is this your first visit to Paris?
Yes, I'm from Canada, and this is my first visit to Europe or anywhere else. I've never been abroad before, and everything seems very exciting. And where are you from?
From Liverpool. My family's lived in that part of England for ages. And we seldom travel anywhere either.
My parents are completely different. They travel a lot because of their job, but they've never taken me with them.
I see.
But this time we're travelling all together as a family. Today we're going to have a guided excursion of the historical part of Paris. Are you here on your own?
No, it's a school trip. The whole class are here and two teachers to supervise us.
Ah, it must be interesting travelling in a large group.
Yeah, we were awarded this trip when we won the city competition.
Was it a sports competition?
No, it was a competition for school rock bands.
You're a musician?
Sort of. In our band, I play the drums.
Do you see music as your career? Everyone nowadays wants to be either a celebrity or a computer genius.
Not in my case. Music is just for fun. I'm deeply interested in physics and biology. I think that absolutely fantastic discoveries are awaiting us in these fields. They could completely change our idea of the universe and of ourselves.
So, you want to do scientific research?
Exactly.
But that means getting a very good education.
Yes, this is my last year at school and I hope to start my university course this summer. I've got good grades and it makes my plan sound quite realistic.
Yes, it looks like a good one. You seem to have planned your life very well. I can't even make up my mind on what souvenirs to buy for my friends back home.
I found a shop with some old photos of the city. I bought several pictures there as gifts for my friends. They're not expensive and the images are lovely.
Yeah, I think that would be better than heavy souvenir mugs or t-shirts with prints. Could you tell me where the shop is?
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, I'm Kevin. Can I sit here?
Yeah, sure.
And what's your name?
Kate.
Is this your first visit to Paris?
Yes, I'm from Canada, and this is my first visit to Europe or anywhere else. I've never been abroad before, and everything seems very exciting. And where are you from?
From Liverpool. My family's lived in that part of England for ages, and we seldom travel anywhere either.
My parents are completely different. They travel a lot because of their job, but they've never taken me with them.
I see.
But this time, we're travelling all together as a family. Today we're going to have a guided excursion of the historical part of Paris. Are you here on your own?
No, it's a school trip. The whole class are here, and two teachers to supervise us.
Ah, it must be interesting travelling in a large group.
Yeah, we were awarded this trip when we won the city competition.
Was it a sports competition?
No, it was a competition for school rock bands.
You're a musician?
Sort of. In our band, I play the drums.
Do you see music as your career? Everyone nowadays wants to be either a celebrity or a computer genius.
Not in my case. Music is just for fun. I'm deeply interested in physics and biology. I think that absolutely fantastic discoveries are awaiting us in these fields. They could completely change our idea of the universe and of ourselves.
So, you want to do scientific research?
Exactly.
But that means getting a very good education.
Yes, this is my last year at school and I hope to start my university course this summer. I've got good grades and it makes my plan sound quite realistic.
Yes, it looks like a good one. You seem to have planned your life very well. I can't even make up my mind on what souvenirs to buy for my friends back home.
I found a shop with some old photos of the city. I bought several pictures there as gifts for my friends. They're not expensive and the images are lovely.
Yeah, I think that would be better than heavy souvenir mugs or t-shirts with prints. Could you tell me where the shop is?
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.